With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Long, hot summer. Forecasters say a long-running heat wave has already shattered much of the nation and will persist through this week. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson.
We have a heat dome that is centered over California today, and it will just persist for most of this week. We're expecting it to merely drift east over the Great Basin through the middle part of the week, and we've got dozens of daily high record temperatures expected to continue across the West Coast states and expand over the Intermountain West over the next several days.
Brutal heat in Death Valley today. One person died when the temperature reached 128 degrees. Meanwhile, Beryl is barreling toward Texas and should hit the coastline early in the morning and once again then become a full-fledged hurricane. Also at srnnews.com, reports suggesting that a phased-in ceasefire deal in Gaza may be near.
A Hamas official and an Egyptian official say Hamas has given initial approval for a US-backed proposal for a phased ceasefire deal in Gaza, dropping a key demand that Israel gives an upfront commitment for a complete end to the war. But all sides warn a deal's still not guaranteed. The officials say Hamas wants written guarantees from mediators that Israel will continue to negotiate a permanent ceasefire deal once the first phase goes into effect. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In France, polling projections show a coalition of the French left has defeated conservatives. It's an outcome that plunges the country into political and economic turmoil, however. This is SRN News. Vice President is being fact-checked when it comes to abortion.
In a statement on X, Kamala Harris says if Donald Trump is elected president in November, he will, quote, ban abortion nationwide. But that's not true, and even pundits on the left are pointing this out. In fact, former President Trump has angered some pro-life advocates for refusing to endorse any federal limits on abortion, arguing that the issue is best handled by the states. Critics say the vice president's accusation smacks of desperation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Kansas judge blocking a federal rule expanding Title IX to include transgenderism from being enforced in four states and a patchwork of places elsewhere across the nation. U.S. District Judge John Broome's decision is the third against the rule from a federal judge in recent weeks. It applies to Alaska, Utah, Wyoming, and Kansas. This is SRN News. Interior Department approving the proposed Atlantic Shores offshore wind farm in New Jersey.
The approval gives a major boost to a project that would be New Jersey's first. The project still requires an additional federal approval of its construction and operations plan and two state-level permits before construction can begin. Atlantic Shores would be built between Atlantic City and Long Beach Island with 195 wind turbines.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Officials at the site of a derailed train that was loaded with hazardous materials and sparked a fire in North Dakota briefly issued a shelter-in-place notice early Sunday. Spokesman says the notice was issued as a precaution after air monitors detected low levels of anhydrous pneumonia. That occurred after a rail car began venting during removal from the site. More details at srnnews.com.